It's 105.1 Jack FM. It's Shireen and Renee from Game and Fish, Wyoming. I love it, Wyoming Game and Fish. Renee, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's really fun to be here.
Yeah, I was just telling her, I'm so excited to meet her. I'm a big, obvious fan of Game and Fish because of my love of the outdoors. And Wyoming Game and Fish does so much and so much that I don't even know about, Renee. But we're here to talk about some fun stuff coming up with Wyoming Game and Fish. Let's start off first with the free fishing day. I mean, that's something where everybody can utilize it. You don't have to have a fishing license, right?
That's right. Yep. So every year it's set in state statute that we have a free fishing day for everyone every year. And this year it's Saturday, June 5th, all day long. It's free to fish. So if you haven't bought your fishing license yet, maybe you wait, maybe you don't. And we usually have kids events celebrating the day. So in Riverton, at the Rendezvous or Big Bend Ponds, they have kind of dual names, but same place, starting at 9 a.m. until about 2 p.m. There'll be people there. Kiwanis is going to cook lunch. If you have your own fishing gear, bring it. If you don't, we always have poles to give out and worms and all that kind of stuff. Same thing over in Lander at Lucky Pond from about 8 to 2. Lunch provided, all that kind of stuff. So just a fun day to celebrate. Yeah, celebrate the event. The same, I will say, as far as free and not needing a license, that would not be the case for water on the reservation. So you would still need a license.
Need your reservation license,
yep.
Yes.
And then same thing if you were going to head up to Yellowstone.
We'll give you those friendly reminders on the free fishing day and on the kids events as well with Wyoming Game and Fish as we get closer to those. And again, just kind of mark that June 5th date on your calendar. A lot of people will be out and about fishing together. It'll just be a fun time. I encourage stuff like that all the time, being an avid fly fisher. Something else I encourage is the disposal of fishing line, big time. And the big thing is it takes like 600 years for braided or mono line to decompose. Again, that's mainly used in gear fishing, is the braided line. And so I urge a lot of folks out there who are gear fishers, my walleye friends and stuff, proper disposal is so important.
Yeah, it's been a problem actually in the last few years. We had just yesterday at Lucky Pond in Lander a great horned owl that was tangled up in the fishing line, caught under the dock there. Luckily, somebody saw it, which is amazing because it was under the dock. Maybe they heard it. We were able to get out and get it untangled, but it wouldn't fly. So we got it to a rehabilitator who's going to watch it. It'll probably be releasable. Same thing happened 2 years ago at Lucky Pond. And then at Ocean Lake a couple weeks ago, we got report of a loon, which is a super rare bird, right? Wrapped around its beak with fishing line so it couldn't feed. It was very lethargic in the report, and we couldn't find it. So we fear that that bird probably perished. So not just picking up your own fishing line, but if you see fishing line on the ground, just please pick it up. Stick it in your pocket if you don't have a trash can nearby. It's just really important to get that off the lens.
We're talking with Wyoming Game and Fish. Renee is with us. And again, big fan. I love you guys. And talking about what you did for the animals, too. It's like I said, there's so much you guys do that, you know, we don't necessarily always know about. But we're mainly focusing on the kids and the kids fishing day and that free day. And there's also some camps in Dubois coming up for youth and families as well.
Yeah. So we're really fortunate, I feel like, here in Fremont County to have the Game and Fish camp that is the camp for the whole state, you know, here so close in Dubois. We do still have openings at our youth camps that are later in July and in August. So we have a boys and a girls. So never fear if you want them to be separate. I don't blame you. It's students entering 9th and 10th grade. There's a girls camp. There's a boys camp. And then we have 5 family camps this year. And we have a couple that are 3-day camps and 4-day camps because we just feel really passionate that if you teach the family some of these outdoor skills, they'll persist, right? It's fun to teach the kids, but if you teach the whole family together, then it's an activity you can do together. Super inexpensive. There's a low cost, but it basically just covers your meals. So pretty much free instruction.
Awesome.
Yeah, free overnight. If you go online to our webpage and you click on education and then you go to camps, that's how you can find it. And you can sign up through June 1st.
So Wyoming Game and Fish, look for education and then camps. Again, we're so fortunate, like she said, just a little over an hour away from the Riverton area and an hour away from Lander for the Dubois youth camps and for families as well. So time to sign up, get on that. People are, you know, procrastinators by nature. So I know you're listening to this and you're like, I want to sign up later. If you need any more information, get a hold of us here at County 10 or Wyoming Game and Fish. They'd be happy to help you out. Don't mind if I pester you with all kinds of weirdo information. So looking forward to finding out more in depth with Wyoming Game and Fish and their summer plans with 105.1 Jack FM in County 10. And Renee, we'll see you soon.
Thanks.